This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is your top three tips for increasing your iman?
Okay, so my top three tips. First of all, I just want to say, in this time we're living in, there's so many people struggling with trying to keep themselves steadfast. You really need to be proactive. You can no longer, you know, rely on being passive about your deen. So number one, my top tip is to always try to get to halaqat, try to go to lessons and be in that good company. You really need to keep on nourishing your soul at least once a week through lessons, and be with people who motivate you. Be with people who are, you know, not pulling you backwards, but they're pushing you forwards. They encourage you to, and they remind you about, you know, Allah and the next life. So that's my number one tip. Then number two, you do need to have that daily program where you're strengthening yourself always, especially, of course, the most important thing is your prayers. You know, praying, you have to be diligent about praying your prayers on time. That's like your anchor. It's like your foundation for your whole deen. So it's very important that you hold your prayers together. And then besides that, you know, you need to constantly be reciting the Quran, doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah day and night to keep yourself, you know, strong and focused on your purpose in this life. And then lastly, seeking knowledge. You can never go wrong, inshallah, with seeking knowledge. So we're living in a time when we are overwhelmed with doubts. And if we're not seeking knowledge and seeking the answers to the questions that are worrying us, then this is like the door of shaitan. He can come to us. So knowledge is one of the greatest weapons against, you know, protecting yourself against those doubts that shaitan will try to plant in your heart.
Jazakallahu khair.
Jazakallah.